I'm Tori Tiller, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. This week, we'll be reviewing a rising star in the hip-hop and rap scene, Kendrick Lamar, and playing a few of his songs. Though he's been in the rap game for years, since he first released his mixtape at the age of 16, he is just now getting recognition for his talent and skill. Hailing from Compton, California, Kendrick Lamar Duckworth was born on June 17, 1987. From an early age, he was fond of hip-hop music. The turning point in his life involving his commitment to music was when he was 8. He witnessed two of his idols in hip-hop, Tupac and Dr. Dre, shooting the music video for California Love. The motivation from that moment pushed him to record good enough music and generate enough attention for him to get signed at age 16 to Top Dawg Entertainment. A couple of years later, he released a 26-track mixtape called Training Day, which got positive reviews locally and regionally. To gain more attention, a video of him battling rapper Charles Hamilton was released. It showed Charles going into the crowd during a show to routinely battle contestants attending. Kendrick Lamar eagerly took the chance given to him and rapped a verse over the Keep It Real instrumental. The verse was so good that he later released it over a track called West Coast Wu-Tang. Though nearly a household name to every avid hip-hop fan, we didn't always know Kendrick Lamar by his current name. Earlier in his career, he went by K-Dot. He later decided to drop his stage name and go by the name his mother gave him while dropping his last name, thus creating Kendrick Lamar. He received a co-sign from Lil Wayne to release his third mixtape called C4, in which he rapped over the Carter 3 instrumentals and added his own twist and flavor to the album. Soon after, he released his fourth mixtape called the Kendrick Lamar EP. That solidified his position as one of the new faces in the rap industry. The first song airing on today's show was called PNP. This song is from his Kendrick Lamar EP he released in 2009. As stated earlier, this mixtape basically got him a spot in the industry and won over many of his fans. On it, he used smart and witty lines while still connecting to the human element of life to describe hardship and breakthrough. This song is talking about his need of relief from life while reciting some of his daily obstacles. So here's PNP, airing on KIOS-FM and KIOS.org. Enjoy. Popping up on my color ID, partner my chain in the shop, watching for hollow tip shots, watching my vehicle break down on another man's block. Man, that's my worst fear. Ain't that your worst fear? You know when your transmission go out and can't switch gears or run through a pothole at 2 in the morning. Scared they hit your emergencies, cause then they'll be on it. See, I know when the harsh reality takes toll. Open up your contacts, then scroll. Hey, what's up, daddy? The next song we're going to hear is from his second to last mixtape, called Overly Dedicated. It's called Cut You Off to Grow Closer. On it, he's talking about how he's striving to find a way to success, but his companions and family are sidetracked with non-important things like gang life, fighting, and rumors. Before the end of each verse, he threatens to cut each one of them off, adding a serious yet comical point of view to the song. Check it out.
I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to find myself, I'm searching deep for Kendrick Lamar. I read about Napoleon Hill and try to know God. They say he the key to my blessings. And if I speak the good into existence, that instant my dreams will unlock. Money flow like water, I'll just wait at the dark. And by the way, I'ma start finding more light to shed. Like a small garage in your backyard. I'm back chilling with a friend of mine. She mighty fine, but I noticed that her heart resides next to bitterness. Always hollering.
The last track airing on the show was called High Power by Kendrick Lamar. This song is the anthem, so to speak, for his group High Power. It was one of his most deep and captivating songs he released. The song was produced by J. Cole, in which he said that Kendrick's mixtape that the song was supposed to be released on was going to change the game. The mixtape, Section 80, was released on iTunes and received praise as his latest release. So here's High Power, airing on KIOS-FM and KIOS.org. Enjoy. Never liked the system.
Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal.
Frightened. Thanks for tuning in today on this week's review. Stay tuned for Kendrick Lamar's upcoming releases on CurrentHipHop.com or HotNewHipHop.com. Also, check out his music videos on YouTube. Trust me, your ears will thank you. This has been Tori Tiller with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. Thanks for tuning in.